All right, I don't really know what's happening in this photo. I just know that it's kind of a cool picture. And I'll tell you the setup for it. So I was walking with my friend. Every now and then, me and one of my coworkers will take a short break, like a five-minute break, and just walk around Theta Pond here on campus. And that's what we did here. It was kind of in the mid-afternoon of a long day, and so we just took a short walk around, which is like a five-minute walk from our building. And we get to this little tree stump on the ground, and it was surrounded by a bunch of orange glitter. And if you looked at it from the top, it didn't look at all interesting. And just from eye level as I was walking around, there was nothing about this that screamed, hey, photo opportunity. But then I turned around, went back. I had my D7100 with me, and I thought, you know, maybe it could make a photo opportunity. I don't know why there was a bunch of orange glitter around here. Maybe there was a party or something like that, but there was nothing really noteworthy happening. In fact, I think it might have been on spring break, and so there was really nothing happening on campus. But somehow there was a bunch of orange glitter. I didn't put anything here or adjust anything about this, but I did crouch down and put the glitter intentionally in the background, like simply by the way of me framing the picture. And I wanted the sun to sort of dance off the glitter and reflect off it while having this little tree stump here in place. I've called the photo End of the Rainbow because you hear about the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. And while this isn't exactly a pot of gold or a rainbow or anything, it does look like a bunch of gold sparkles on the ground. And I don't know. Maybe there's some sort of fantastical element about this that would be good to explore in like a short story or something. But that's not me. Anyway, I shot a few pictures, pretty wide apertures, specifically because I wanted to get really nice background blur or bokeh. This, however, was shot, I think, at what, 3.3? I forget. Maybe f4, maybe f2.8. I forget, but it wasn't wide open. And to be honest, it's a game of trade-offs, as always. I really like the larger bokeh in the background of some of the other pictures I took, but the stump was the depth of field was so shallow that the stump itself was not really in focus except for a very narrow band of it. And even in this one, you can see the foreground of the stump is a little blurry and the background of the stump is a little blurry, but it's okay. And any smaller of an aperture and the background wouldn't really have been blurry at all because it's so close to the stump. I mean, the total distance we're looking at here is maybe a foot and a half. So there's not much room for the background to get blurry unless you use a wide aperture. But then if you use a wide aperture, the subject has very little there's such a shallow depth of field that the subject isn't in focus. So it was kind of a series of trade-offs I had to make right in the heat of the moment here. But what I ended up with was a photo that I think it's fairly unique in terms of my pictures. I don't think I've taken a picture like this before. And I think it kind of is a neat image overall to have this tree stump with this sparkling stuff in the background. So it was a fun little exercise I did. And it kind of taught me once again the value of looking around and going back and getting the photo, even if you think it might not be all that great. If you just have some sort of idea that you think would be fun to explore, give it a shot. This only took a minute. I think it added maybe an extra 90 seconds to our walk. But in the end, I had a photo that I was pretty proud of.